Laura De Luca, PhD and Anthropology Teaching Assistant Professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, who won in 2019 the Children, Youth, and Environments Award from CU Engage, is now teaching a class called Anthropology of Warring Refugees this semester, and she has kindly accepted an invitation from KGNU to comment from an anthropology standpoint about the Ukraine conflict that has already forced more than 360,000 people to flee from Ukraine so far. The numbers are based on United Nations, and they say that more than 4.5 million people could join the exodus if fighting spreads. This is according to Ukrainian authorities. Based on your research and your understanding, what are the social complexities refugees experience?
So, great question. I think, first of all, to acknowledge the human dimension of this crisis and the people on the ground, the voices that we don't always hear. Very often, elders, women, and children can be affected the most. And we hear about refugees. There are many that are fleeing to Poland, but sometimes IDPs, people who are internally displaced but don't want to leave their homeland because of attachment, can be just as affected, if not more.
On Anthropology of War and Refugees, your research concentrates in this, looking at it from a human perspective, especially from people on the ground being affected. What are the risks they are being exposed to?
Well, I mean, they're being exposed to all kinds of military risks. I think as an anthropologist, one thing to do that's really important is look at a wide variety of sources, look at a more global context, not just U.S. media, but look at, Al Jazeera, BBC, other, reputable sources, and see things from a variety of perspectives. Also, we do field work. So if you can interview the people themselves on the ground, which is really what journalists, frontline journalists, are doing right now to see what their perspective is. That emic or insider perspective is really important.
What are the biggest challenges refugees face in the short and long term?
Being displaced from your home, that sense of meaning, the trauma that they're facing, not knowing, uncertainty. Physical risks. There have already been children on the ground, injured children and civilians injured. So physical risks, but also sometimes not as recognized are the emotional and traumatic experience. Even those who leave and are in Poland have left their home. And then there's also the survivor's guilt. If they've left family behind, that concern about the family and their safety.
What do you want others to know about this reality, that now we are facing a global crisis, a global war?
I think the diplomacy needs to continue. Aid, I think agency, a sense of agency, that there are things we can do. What are the reputable organizations supplying aid? Is it Red Cross? Is it, UNHCR? Is it other organizations that will be emerging, and really doing due diligence, not just giving money, but making sure that these are reputable organizations that are helping people directly on the ground. Supporting journalism, independent journalism is really important, so that we're getting accurate stories and getting, you really care about that human dimension yourself. So like that understanding what's happening and continuing to talk to the Ukrainian people, but also covering the Russian protesters who are taking risks with their own lives. There's a big movement, thousands of people risking their lives protesting the war. And so paying attention across scales, local, national, global, but really also just that human dimension back to those directly being affected.
Who will you say tends to be the most vulnerable during this crisis?
It's interesting because I've been watching all kinds of different sources, and I saw an elderly woman saying, I'm not leaving my home because, I'll die here. So I think elderly people who are disabled, who have a harder time moving, obviously like class and, having the privilege to have a car and, the gas to be able to go to Poland, like all those kinds of people who don't have those resources are often not able to flee. So again, we overlook the IDP or the internally displaced person and pay attention more to the refugee or the person fleeing across a border. Both are at different kinds of risks, but I would say elderly, children, disabled, people who don't have the financial resources to flee and then create a new life in a new place. You can only stay with friends or relatives, or, you know, how do you recreate a new life?
With this crisis that we are facing right now, there's also other crises that are looming, like the climate crisis that we are all afraid. So what's your perspective about that? Are we ready globally?
As an anthropologist, I'm going to point to some filmmakers who've made a really big impact. Chinese filmmaker Ai Weiwei, who's a global artist and activist, created a film called Human Flow. It's now about 4 or 5 years old, but it really deals with the number of borders that we're building instead of opening borders, that we need to be more proactive in thinking about these things. And you're absolutely right, that intersectionality of climate refugees and climate crises, many of the underlying causes, like when we look at Darfur, there's also a huge drought. So these kinds of things are intersectional. Even in Boulder, we saw the Marshall Fire, which is, you know, a climate form of displacement, only 2 months ago. So even locally, we're seeing those kinds of things. And yes, we absolutely have to be more prepared and also have dialogue across difference and across party lines and different perspectives to really prepare for this crisis. There are 75 million people worldwide, according to the UNHCR, who are displaced, and that's only increasing. And also kind of redefining what is a refugee. That was kind of in the 1950s when, you know, the IRC was formed, and term is changing. And I think that climate piece, you absolutely are correct that that's becoming intersectional, also with global capitalism and overuse of resources, and oil is a big factor. So there's lots of intersectional factors. Thank you for bringing that up. And thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much for this perspective, this unique perspective that you have given to us today. I have been speaking with Laura De Luca, PhD and anthropology teaching assistant professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. We have been talking about the experience of the refugees that right now are fleeing Ukraine in fear. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter.